It's great to have you here today as we meet with one another midweek. As we get going, I just want to make sure you understand where we are in Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Thus far, we have discussed verses 1 and 2, and now verses 3 and 4. This is the first of three temptations Jesus overcomes in the wilderness. These are presented to him by the devil, and he always resists. The first temptation deals with physical, bodily appetites, and I'm applying this to our sinful cravings for unhealthy relationships to food and illicit sex. Remember my main point, which I really do believe. God will protect us from an unhealthy relationship with food and protect us from illicit sexual relationships if we respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil when Jesus was tempted. From here, we are now moving down into specifics. The last 2 days, I have attempted to prove to you biblically that we need to know how to resist temptation not only intellectually, but also practically. That is, we have to do what we've been taught to do. Get out of the theory and get down into the practice. Too many Christians live in the theory. I gave you teaching from Jesus and the Apostle Paul. If you missed that, please download the God Is podcast tonight and give those two podcasts a listen. Beginning today, I'm going to lay out for you, again biblically, what specifically you can do when you are tempted with bodily lusts. And again, I am drawn to the words of Jesus and the words of the Apostle Paul in the Bible. Once we have completed our little two-step process, then we will return to Matthew 4 at verse 5 and look carefully at the second temptation Satan gave to our Lord. That's a little bit about our plan. So far this week, we have learned that we, as Christians, must work at beating temptation in our lives. We must learn how to overcome the devil. We must train for it, practice, and be prepared to withstand him and his ways. Being a Christian is not learning some kind of godly form of magic. You wave a magic prayer and poof! Temptation disappears in a cloud of smoke. Not at all. In fact, you cannot even assume that having a daily quiet time when you read your Bible and pray is enough to keep the devil away. Jesus was in very intimate fellowship with God his Father for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness, and look what happened to him. In order to overcome these vile temptations, we must do what Jesus did. Christians must respond to the devil the way Jesus responded to the devil. And we must train for godliness as the Apostle Paul himself did and as he taught us to do. There is no doubt, that entering into a daily quiet, that is eliminating all distractions, a daily quiet time with your Lord as you read the Word of God and pray is a real weapon against Satan. But temptations will still creep up on you. So I want to teach you some additional practical ways of withstanding the onslaught of evil in your Christian life. And this will take me a little bit of time to do, but it will be worth it. Now, if you're tuning in today and you are not yet a Christian, then I'm telling you, based on the Bible, you have no hope of resisting the devil. He has you locked down in his dirty playpen of sin. No wonder you're an addict. And you can go to all the addiction and recovery groups you want, and I am not necessarily opposed to those. I do believe we have to help and encourage one another, as I have said. And you can start at step one and plan on following the other 11 steps, but until you surrender your will to God's will and put your faith alone in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of your sins, you will always be lost. And you will remain a prisoner to food, to alcohol, to sex, to drugs, or whatever else may have a hold on you. My friend, will you give yourself to Jesus, who is the Son of God, and the way, the truth, and the life? He is the only way to salvation. Step towards Jesus today. Just a little step, small faith, the size of a tiny mustard seed, and let him transform your inward being. I am here, standing by and ready to tell you all about him and to talk with you in a gracious manner about who God is and how much he loves you and will forgive you of your sin. Only he can set you free from addiction. Only he can revolutionize your life Do you believe me? I'm going to pray and ask the Lord to prompt you to write to me so that we can establish a correspondence that will give you all the resources you need to follow Christ right out of the mess you find yourself in. And our Master Jesus will teach you how to beat out the devil. My email is mark@markaswallow.com. That is mark@markaswallow.com. And my mailing address is God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these will be repeated later as we close out this broadcast and podcast. So be sure and mark these down and write to Mark, and that is me, today. Let's look to Jesus now in the Gospel of Matthew and go ahead just one chapter to chapter 5. In this chapter, our master teacher is in the middle of his Sermon on the Mount. We're going to come to this further along in our series in the coming months, but I want to get slightly ahead of ourselves today to pick up what Jesus says about the threat of the sin of adultery and how to handle it in the verses I will read. I'm going to read verses 27 through 30. I'll give you a chance to find it in your Bible if you have that open. This will be Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 through 30. As you find it, let me say that I wish I had more time to talk about the context of Christ's words, but time is slipping away. So let me say this. The teaching here on adultery comes in a line of exhortations regarding numerous sins. Anger preceded this, and the instruction on the deadly effects of lust and adultery is followed by strong words on divorce, making vows, retaliation, and loving one's enemies, as well as giving to the needy, criticizing others, and more. The Lord covers plenty of types of sin. He is not just picking on people who struggle with sexual sin. To understand the context of what I will read, you should read all of Matthew chapters 5 through 7. That is Matthew 5 through 7. That will give you a much better sense for why Jesus says what he says here at Matthew 5, 27 through 30. Let me begin reading now at Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it away from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. These are the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 5, 27 through 30. And I draw them to your attention today because in this teaching, I find a very practical tool for resisting temptation towards the lusts of the body. How do we practically resist the devil? Here's one important way to do so. Ruthlessly cut off anything that causes us to sin. Ruthlessly cut off anything that causes us to sin. Rip it out of our lives. Cut it off and forcefully eliminate it now. Once eliminated, do not let it return. I'll have an example in a moment, but first a few words about what Jesus means by what he says. First, Jesus is not for you mutilating your body. Jesus is against cutting off body parts such as the hand. Cutting off your hand is not going to help you anyway because sin lies in the heart. You can still lust minus your hand. And so Christ is speaking here figuratively when he says to cut off our eyes and hands. Second, there is a cultural insight I want to give to you. In Jewish culture and tradition, the right eye and the right hand represented the best that a person had to offer. Notice the word right, R-I-G-H-T in your Bible. Christ is specific. So the right eye and the right hand were essential and important for the Jews. Therefore, the Lord says, in order to successfully resist sin, do away with even your most important faculties. Dramatically sever the things you cherish the most if they cause you to sin. Wow, nobody can get to the heart of a matter like Jesus can. Think with me about the context in which we now live. Can you think of something held in your right or left hand and viewed with your eyes that causes you to sin? Something through which the devil tempts you? I sure can. Mobile technology, and specifically certain apps. There is no doubt in my mind that if you are sincere about overcoming temptation, then many of you must ruthlessly cut out phones and iPads and other types of tablets from your life altogether. Ah, but you think I'm being too radical. What am I, a raving fundamentalist? Well, was Jesus? He is the one who said, "For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." Should you think that doing away with mobile technology entirely is not realistic, you need it for work, then start with eliminating any apps, any applications that cause you to sin. Here is one I personally deleted from all my devices, Instagram. Why? It is full of tantalizing photos that can cause me to sin. You want to eradicate a channel through which Satan tempts towards an unhealthy relationship to food and illicit sex? Then delete Instagram today. And do not bring it back. Cut it off using your hand to do so. And this is where we'll pick up again tomorrow. I have more to say about this, but I am almost out of time. But between now and our next time together, think critically about your own life in light of what Jesus teaches in Matthew 5. What brings temptation your way such that by ruthlessly, mercilessly ripping it out of your life will enable you to more firmly resist the devil? Reflect on your life. Do not worry about what others are doing. Open your eyes and see, open your ears and hear, what is Jesus saying to you through his Sermon on the Mount? There will be more practical wisdom for you tomorrow, including on the threats of the app Instagram. So join me then, for God is...